This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
Is that the word of the Lord? Came to me. This is a prophet. Back then, prophets had times when God would speak to them, not audibly, but in their hearts, that he would speak to them and they would hear his voice and know it was him. Because obviously the things that he's saying here are not his thoughts. These are God's thoughts, and he's receiving them. He said, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And that is a beautiful thought just there on the subject of abortion and stuff. God knows us before we're formed in the womb, before the fetus ever gets going. God knows who we are. So we have personhood even before we begin, because we are created in God's image. But moving on, before you were born, he said, before you were born, I set you apart. I sanctified you. I had a plan for your life. I, in my mind, before you were born, I knew you, and I set you apart for a certain plan I had in your life. And then I ordained you a prophet to the nations, not just to Israel, to the nations. What Jeremiah has to say is for every nation. Now, in the New Testament, Jeremiah here, of course, is being called of God. In the New Testament, to be called is a Greek word kaleo, kaleo, K-A-L-E-O, and it means that it's an invitation from God to men, to a man, to a woman. He inviting you to something. He's calling you. He's inviting you. The word calling has invitation attached to it. So he's not demanding. He's not saying, come or die. He's saying, come. I'm inviting you. And the calling, one of the biggest or the greatest calling that each one of us has already experienced is Matthew 22:14, which says, for many are called, but few are chosen. And this has to do with salvation. Then salvation is offered to the many. Salvation is offered to the many, but only those who receive Christ as their Savior become his chosen ones. They have become the chosen ones. Because you didn't choose me, I chose you when you received Christ. So they are his chosen. So many are called, people receive the invitation, but those who respond to Christ become the chosen ones. And so that has to do with salvation. Now the Apostle Paul, he used calling on a different level. In Galatians 1 and verse 15, he said, for when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb, just like Jeremiah, separated in God's heart and mind, Paul has a plan, and God has a plan for Paul's life that Paul has no idea about until it's revealed to him. But God has a plan for his life. And it's separation. So he separated him from his mother's womb, and he called me through his grace. So he called me, and the calling was through grace, because I didn't deserve what God was about to do. I am undeserving, and that, of course, is what grace is. Grace is undeserved favor of God. So and then, verse 16, he called me, and this is what he did in the calling. He revealed his son to me in verse 16 for the purpose that I might preach him among the Gentiles. So this is the call of God. Paul's call pertained to the job that God was going to give him to do. He had a calling into a specific task or job. He was called to be an apostle. He was called to be a preacher. He was called to be a teacher. He was called to go into the Gentile nations and plant churches. All of this comes from the call. God doesn't demand it and say, go or I'll kill you. I had somebody tell me that once. God told me to go to this certain place, and he said, if you don't go, I'll kill you. I said, I don't know who you're praying to, but that's not God. I mean, that's not God. And you know, he was in our ministry. He said, God told me to go, and he said, go or I'll kill you. And he said, yeah, God didn't tell you that. God calls you. He invites you to participate in the plan he has for your life. It's a calling. It's an invitation. Paul had an invitation to get saved, to be an apostle, to be a preacher, to go into the Gentile nations and teach the word of God. He, in all those cases, he responded to the call. He did it. So Paul's call pertained to his job. Paul was called to follow Jesus into the Gentile nations and continue the work that Jesus was doing when he was on the earth, going from village to village. This is what Jesus did, and preach the gospel. That's what he did, and that's what we do because we are members of his body. We're just continuing the work of Christ. It is our job to, as a church, to go village to village and preach the gospel, and house to house, preach the gospel. We're just continuing the work of Christ. We are his ambassadors. We are his members of his body. We are doing what the Lord would do if he was here. So now in Matthew chapter 4, verse 19, when Jesus approached the disciples who were, they weren't disciples yet, they were these men fishing by the side of the shore, he said, follow me. There's the call. You follow me. I'm calling you to follow me. I'm inviting you. Now, some of them, they went, but it was an invitation. It wasn't follow me or I'll kill you. Follow me or you'll burn in hell. It was an invitation. Follow me. I have a task, a job for you to do. You're going to become believers, but then I also will make you fishers of men. I have a task for you, and it's going to be evangelism. And in their case, they immediately left their nets. They left their jobs. They followed him. Didn't make the wives too happy. You what? You left your job. But anyways, Jesus calls, and they followed him into the task that he had for them. Actually, he had to call them a few times because they kept getting distracted. But he kept inviting them. And it was a specific calling on their lives. Paul's calling was specific. Jeremiah's calling would be specific, not abstract. Not abstract. It's not just, yeah, I'm a Christian. You know, I got some CDs in my car. I listen to music. You know, once in a while I catch a concert. You know, I go to this church and I go to that church and I go to that church. You know, I'm hopping around. Whatever's going on. There's no specificity in that. I didn't pronounce that right. You know what I'm saying. It wasn't specific. I got to figure it out later. But anyways, it's just like it's abstract. It's like you're following Jesus. Was Jesus confused? He doesn't know where he's going. He's wandering everywhere. There's no specifics to it. That's not the way it was in the Bible. In Acts 9 and verse 6, Paul said when he got saved, he said, what would you have me to do? And he said, well, you go to this village and you go see a man named Ananias and you go do that and you go do that. It was very, very specific. These are invitations, callings. The New Testament believer works on invitations. Paul did not see himself worthy of his calling because he persecuted the church. That weighed on his mind that he actually killed Christians before he got saved. He murdered them. But he didn't feel worthy if anybody didn't. He didn't have just a personal sin in his life. He literally killed Christians. He had to deal with that in his heart, but he had to embrace the grace of God in order to do what he did and to teach the way he taught. He had to embrace grace. In 1 Corinthians 15:9, he embraced the grace of God. We'll read that in a moment. But I want you to know that Paul had to realize that grace forgives and forgets. God forgives you, and God forgets what you did. It's completely erased. It is gone. I told this young man yesterday, God doesn't even put it on your account. It's not there. He's not going to deal with you in any other place but in grace. He's your ups and downs. The Holy Spirit knows that you're up and you're down. You got this problem, you got that problem. And the Holy Spirit wants to take you along the road into maturity so that you stop doing that. And the reason he don't want you to stop sinning is because sin will destroy your life. And he sees you complete and perfect in Christ. So God gives you a new identity, and that's how he looks at you. So 1 Corinthians 15:10, Paul says this, by the grace of God, I am who I am. You know, I'm an apostle, I'm a teacher, I'm a church planner, and I have this amazing privilege to serve the Lord, and it's there because of grace. I'm not worthy. Man, I killed believers, other precious, sweet Christians who stood up for their faith. I murdered them. I was there when Stephen died. I was there up applauding. Hit him with another rock. I mean, his conscience had to deal with that. So he embraced the grace of God and had to say, I'm forgiven. I'm standing in grace in Romans 5:2. I'm complete in him, and I am who I am in Christ, and that can never be changed, that can never be altered. That is it. And whenever the devil attacks me or accuses me, I have to go right back to grace and continue to repeat these things in my heart so that I don't become somebody who needs counseling because he thinks God doesn't love me.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
Can't find a Christian bookstore? Well, visit our bookstore at W.